hour, and we can announce right now that this is our 44th annual St. Patrick's Day show. It's a long time, but it does pale in comparison to the parade in New York City, which is just starting this minute, heading, on Fifth Avenue. We have a monitor here, and it has just begun. We, 44 years, the New York City St. Patrick's Day Parade, 253 consecutive years of the New York St. Patrick's Day Parade. Now, isn't that something? As we start our second hour, I think it is it's only right and proper to acknowledge the sponsors of today's program. And so let us say thank you to Tourism Ireland, ireland.com. Tourism Ireland, indeed, and tourists to Ireland from all over the world, but particularly from the United States of America, from North America, had made a banner year for Tourism Ireland for last year for 2013 in response to a gathering Ireland. The good news is that this year is shaping up to be every bit as good. The Bible of travel to Ireland, of what to do, of what happens in Ireland, the Bible of travel, the encyclopedia of travel to Ireland. Matter of fact, you'll get more information or as much information on this website as you'll get anywhere else. So whether you're even thinking, maybe you're not even thinking of going to Ireland. No. Maybe going to Ireland is on your bucket list, but you haven't gotten around to it yet. Well, tell you what now, you don't have to do it right now if you're listening to the program. Or of course, I believe you can do, producer Anya Sheridan says you can actually listen to our program and to log on to ireland.com at the same time. And, not pushing you any direction at all. Get on that ireland.com and you will be going to Ireland a lot sooner than you think. Ireland.com. As we, we'll give a quick mention to our other sponsors and we'll tell you a little bit about them as the day goes by. Quinnipiac University. John Leahy, who is the president of Quinnipiac University, is also the founder of Ireland's Great Hunger Museum at Quinnipiac University in Hamden, Connecticut. The very first museum dedicated fully to the Irish famine with art and artifacts. A great, again, a museum. Not only is it the first, but it's the greatest, and to date, only open, mind you now, since last October, and they've had close to 20,000 visitors in this great, great Irish Hunger Museum. And John Leahy, he's vice chairman of the St. Patrick's Day Parade. He is somebody who has dedicated his life to all things Irish. His grandfather came to Ireland from Ireland. He grew up in a kind of Irish-American household, an Irish-American Catholic household, but has made his mark. He has been president of Quinnipiac University for the last 28 years. Ireland's Great Hunger Museum. The website is www.ighm.org. Mutual of America. Mutual of America, indeed the Irish insurance company. The chairman, the president, the CEO is Tom Moran. And Mutual is probably the biggest supporter of all things Irish in America. And we're, of course, very happy that they have been one of our longest supporters of the Adrian Flannelly Show on Irish Radio Network, USA. The law firm of O'Dwyer and Bernstein. Well, we should acknowledge them because in 1970, when I when I was starting a program, great ideas altogether, but no money, and that was corrected indeed and consistent. Come to think of it, I still have no money. That's beside the point. The law firm of O'Dwyer and Bernstein, would be the ideal place to go, considering that my uncle, Paul O'Dwyer, was the one who sponsored me over in the first place, so I hit him up for the first check to get me going. So obviously we're very, very proud and grateful of the sponsorship now 44 years later of the law firm of O'Dwyer and Bernstein. Their website, www.odblaw.com. Of course, we're always, for as long back as we can remember, CIE Tours International, which is headed by Brian Stack here in the United States. Significant and probably the largest tour operator to Ireland. Now, fair play to them. They have 82 years experience under their belt, so it should be no surprise to anybody that they know what they're doing. CIE Tour International. And the website is www.cietours.com. And of course, we are always and have been so happy to have the sponsorship, and we are and have been indeed supporters of the Irish Repertory Theatre here in Manhattan, in New York City. Actually, the only Irish theatre dedicated to, to presenting Irish plays, and have been doing so now for more than a quarter of a century. The Irish Rep, www.irishrep.org, and they're open. And have been 7 days a week. Right now, the play that is there is actually called Transport, and it's based on a book by Tom Keneally. The Irish Rep, www.irishrep.org, the telephone number 212-727-2737. We have many sponsors throughout the year, friends, and But you can find that information and any others simply by logging on to our website, www.irishradio.com. That is www.irishradio.com. As we start our second hour, by the way, we're going to be with you for five more hours on this, our 44th presentation of the Flannelly Show live from New York. And as we start our as we start, it's 10 past 11. Well, anyway, maybe at 10 minutes ago I should have said, as we start our second hour, let's do it with a song from the Irish Tanners. And it's a song very, very appropriate for the day that's in it. Hail glorious St. Patrick. IrishRadio.com. Broadcasting live worldwide. A popular song, The Hills of Kerry, by Jimmy Buckley.
The noble and the brave have departed from the shore. They've gone to fight the wars where the mighty cannons roar. Will they ever return again to see old Ireland? And hear the small birds.
All right, well, we gave a good shot there at Jimmy Buckley and the Hills of Kerry. And in my anxiety to move this program along, we chopped him off and felt actually that it might be a good time to go up the west coast of Ireland and to get up to a very popular harp and music teacher here on the east coast in New Jersey, who indeed teaches the harp, sings, and indeed, oh, by the way, did I tell you that she's from Kelchamah in County Mayo? Oh, I forgot. Okay, well, here's Aideen O'Donnell as she sings a nice tune for us called The Connemara Cradle Song, from a CD called A Touch of Ireland. If you have any friends anywhere in the world, maybe you'll tweet them or, you know, send an email or ring them up on the phone and just tell them that you're listening to IrishRadio.com, and we are coming to you live throughout the world on IrishRadio.com, live broadcast from New York City, and indeed, contrary to predictions, the weather has really kind of picked up, and everybody kind of knows about it, apparently, except the those who work full-time meteorologists in predicting the weather. But anyway, if they stick out their heads, any of them stick their heads out the window right now, they will know despite predictions for snow, no snow. Predictions for rain, no rain. Predictions for a day below freezing, not. It's a lovely day in New York, and indeed, friends, we're delighted that wherever you are, you are able to join us. Except up until now, you've had it fairly easy now. And I would strongly urge, as a matter of fact, I would really ask you, if it's not too much bother, to join in a sing-along now with Al Logan as he leads us in this spiritual selection on St. Patrick's Day, the 253rd anniversary of the St. Patrick's Day Parade in New York, which is now underway.
Come down the mountain, Kitty Daly. Come down from the mountain, Kitty Doo. Oh, can't you hear us calling, Kitty Daly? We want to drink your Irish Mountain Dew. With our old man, Kitty came from Tipperary. In the pioneering year of 42, her old man, he was shot in Tombstone City for the making of his Irish Mountain Dew. Come down the mountain, Kitty Daly. Come down from the mountain, Kitty Doo. Oh, can you hear us calling, Kitty Daly? You want to drink your Irish Mountain Dew.
As I was going over the Cork and Kerry Mountain, I met with Captain Farrell and his money he was counting. I first produced my pistol and then produced my rapier, saying, stand and deliver, for you are a bold deceiver. With the wingdom of you, Jamada,
what for the daddy-o, what for the daddy-o, there's whiskey in the jar.
When he counted out his money, made a pretty penny, I put it in my pocket and I took it home to Jenny. She smiled and she swore that she never would deceive me, for the devil take the women, for they never can be easy. With me,
ring dum a doo dum a da, quack for the daddy-o, quack for the daddy-o, there's whiskey in the jar.
Days when I was courting, I was never tired resorting to the alehouse and the playhouse and many the house besides. I told my brother Seamus I'd be off to be right famous, and before I'd come back again I'd roll the whole world wide. So goodbye, Merchant Dorgan, I am sick and tired of working. The more I dig the brandy, the longer I'm a fool. As sure as my name is Carney, I'll be off to California. Instead of digging brandy, now the digging lumps of gold. Was a wild colonial boy, Jack Dugan was his name. He was born and raised in Ireland, in a place called Castlemaine. He was his father's only son, his mother's pride and joy. And dearly did his parents love the wild colonial boy. At the early age of 16 years, he left his native home and to Australia's sunny shore he was inclined to roam. He robbed the rich to help the poor. He stabbed James McAvoy. A terror to us.
Now, if you'd like to sing in harmony, because we're great. I don't know if you've ever been to you know, an Irish sing song, especially in the if there's a lot of libation, liberation, you know, very late at night. It's when, definitely at an Irish party, that, you know, we find amazing talent in terms of taking any song and harmonizing on that song. Now, this is what I mean here. I'm sure that you have participated in a sing-along, and indeed the group, your immediate group, might sound something like this.
Sometimes when I feel bad and things look blue, I wish I had a girl, say one like you. Nothing else would matter in the world today. We could go on loving in the same old way. A garden of Eden just made for two, with nothing to mar our joy. And I would say such wonderful things.
Throughout New York, that is very typical of, indeed, what you might hear towards the end of a day in St. Patrick's Day, throughout just about every second pub in New York. And if you don't believe that, well, then maybe you'll believe this one.
This is one you can join us, ladies and gentlemen.
Everybody join in, yes.
Singing. Right for Tooralani, Tooralani. There's no one who can tell an eye like me. You can search and fill your tire, you won't find a bigger liar. I've been lying since the dawn of history. I was born about 10,000 years ago in Balmorris, in the county of Mayo. It was me that changed the sermon while St. Patrick preached the sermon. And I looked at the man who says it isn't so. Singing right for Tooralani, Tooralani. There's no one who can tell a lie like me. You can search until you die. You will find a bigger liar. I've been lying since the dawn of history. I saw you go picking apples. and I'm fine. Going home to have some fish and chips and tea.
Sing life on Tour-a-Lady, Tour-a-Lady.
Oh,
there is no one who can tell a lie like me. You can search until you find, you won't find a bigger liar. I've been dying since the dawn of history.
From New York City, IrishRadio.com, worldwide, Flannelly Show.
I saw Delilah cutting Samson's hair. She slipped away until his head was bare. But she couldn't run away, so she married him next day. And they opened up a barber shop in Flair. Right on I heard a call on his followers to fall till they fall. Then he said, I'm going crazy. I mean, Catalyze, you're crazy. And he up and sang a verse from Derry's wall.
Sing! Right for Tour-a-Lady, Tour-a-Lady.
That's true.
There's no one that can tell a lie like me. You can search until you climb. You won't find a bigger liar. And the liar.
Send us an email, info@irishradio.com.
It was during World War II I met them all. There was Roosevelt, Churchill and De Gaulle. Then one day I nearly fainted. I was getting my house painted. I saw Hitler hanging paper in the hall.
Singing right for Tour-a-Lady, Tour-a-Lady. There's no one who can cut a lie like me.
There.
You can search until you find. You won't find a bigger liar. I've been lying since the dawn of history.
Come on, last time.
Singing right for Tour-a-Lady, Tour-a-Lady. There's no one who can cut a lie.
Yes, indeed, the bards there. And, friends, you are listening to Irish Radio Network USA. Send us an email, info@irishradio.com. And, indeed, we're celebrating St. Patrick's Day here in New York. You know, giving all due reverence to the good St. Patrick.
So, anyway, there are other sports, of course, that we could talk about, like gambling and all that sort of thing. There was a man, there was a dub, and he was working in North London in a place generally referred to as Tottenham. But being a true dub, he called it Tottenham. And apart from the fact that he couldn't pronounce Tottenham properly, he had a bit of a problem with the speech in any case. But he went into a branch of Joe Coral's, the bookies, in Tottenham one day, and he went up to the clerk and he said, I have a bit of a problem. I'm not the back in the... Oh, come on, Paddy, I don't want to listen to all this bull. Come on, come on. No, I'm not the back in the... Yeah, you're back for fibre, and you lost it to the docket, and you want me to give you the money. Do you think I'm a bloody idiot? Of course. Can you mix give me a pain in the... No, I'm not the back in the... Oh, it was a... It was a 5-1 winner. Why not a 50-1 winner? Yeah. Come on, get out. No, I'm out the back of the foot. Look, get out. Just get out before I call the cop. Now, I don't want to listen to any more of this. So he's on his way out the door. And who should he meet coming in but Joe Coral himself? And he said, ah, Mr. Carter, the very man. I have a proper problem. I'm out the back of the foot. Paddy, I don't want to listen. Please. Don't insult my intelligence. Do you mix come in with all this bloody con job stuff and nonsense at all? No, I'm out there back in the foot. Look, I'll tell you what. I'm trying to keep my temper. I'm trying to be even my even hand. There's a £20 note. Now, this is just a public relations gesture. Take the 20, go out, have a nice day, have a drink on Joe Coral, and tell everybody we treated you well. But don't let me see you inside my offices again, anywhere. Sure enough, and he went into the pub next door, and he threw the money in the counter, and he said, I'll have a large brandy, please, and whatever you're having yourself. So the man moved up two brandies, and the dub raised his glass. He said, well, here's to Joe Coral, the decent man. Oh, big win, Paddy. No, I only meant it to tell him that I was after backing up a f***ing lorry into his Rolls Royce.
Neil Tobin. Yes, indeed. Okay, Frankie Gavin and Alice is Real. Right, it is St. Patrick's Day, friends. We're coming to you from New York on IrishRadio.com and from Paddy Noonan. St. Patrick's Day and the dear little shamrock.
There is a dear little plant that grows in our aisle. 'Twas St. Patrick himself sure that set it. And the sun on his labors with pleasure did smile, and the dew from his eyes often wetted. It shines through the brook, through the break and the mire, and he called it the dear little shadow of Ireland. The dear little shamrock, the sweet little shamrock, the dear little sweet little shamrock.
By the way, that was Noah Kingston singing the Dear Little Shamrock. There is Paddy Noonan with a very popular tune appropriate for today, St. Patrick's Day.
I woke me up this morning and I heard a joyful song. From the folks of happy Irish men, 100,000 strong. Sure it was a very hand brigade, lining up on the top of big parade. So
Why, let's be Sunday bonnet and the flag I love so well. And I must be selfish and not just to wear a fire lapel. Don't you know that today's my 17? It's the day for the wearing of the green.
It's a great day for the Irish. It's a great day for fair. The samples of the yogurt filled with larning. For sure you think they got the drunk a larning. It's a great day for the shamrock. All the flags in full array. The feeling so inspired just because of all the Irish. It's a
Yeah. Ireland's supreme soprano, Niamh Murray. Follow that at all on this St. Patrick's Day. We give it to the Barnbrack. Hey, Barnbrack, what do you have? Okay, good.
Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. And on that farm he had some ducks, E-I-E-I-O. With a quack quack here, quack quack there.
There, everywhere.
Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. And on that farm he had some cows, E-I-E-I-O. With a moo here, a moo there.
There, everywhere.
Quack, quack here, quack, quack there.
There, everywhere.
Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. And on that farm he had some sheep, E-I-E-I-O. With a maa here, maa there.
There, everywhere.
Moo here, moo there.
everywhere.
Rock back here, rock back there.
Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O.
Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. And on that farm he had some dogs, E-I-E-I-O. With a woo-hoo here, a woo-hoo there.
Everywhere.
Ma here, ma there.
Everywhere.
Moo here, moo
there. Everywhere.
Quack, quack here, quack, quack there.
Old
MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. And on that farm he had some geese, E-I-E-I-O.
Honk, honk here, honk, honk there.
Everywhere. Woof, woof here, woof, woof there.
Everywhere.
Ma here, ma there.
Everywhere.
Moo here, moo there. Quack, quack there. Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. And on that farm he had some pigs, E-I-E-I-O. Well, here, there.
There, everywhere.
Honk, here, honk, honk there.
There, everywhere.
Woo-hoo, here, woo-hoo, there.
There, everywhere.
Ah, here, ah, there. Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. And on that farm he had some turkeys, E-I-E-I-O. Well, a wool here, a wool there.
Everywhere.
Here, there.
There, everywhere.
On here, on there.
Good. All right. Mary Connolly from Monaghan, but a lifetime resident of the Bronx here, Riverdale in the Bronx. She's going to take us back to Abby Shrew.
I thought back when I was young to the days I went to school. In my burpee, there's not much to eat on the road near Abby Shrew. The March wind blew and the hailstones flew all around my bony knees. When all I for company was the birds up in the trees. Take me back to the good old days, to the days I went to school. No time for that, but I never was sad on the road near Abbey Shore.
Take me back to the good old days, to the days I went. There was a man in Chicago by the name of Captain O'Neill. He was head of the police. So he collected tunes all over America and Ireland. So the story was, if it was the height and have fair education, you could become a sergeant if who was there to play the music, or Captain O'Neill. But anyway, he had a man called Sergeant Early. So he said to Early one morning, "Boil the breakfast early." But I thought it was it. So I thought it was boil it early in the morning, you see, but wasn't his surname was Early. So the name stopped in the tune ever since. Boil the breakfast early.
Michael Russell from Clare, Ireland's whistling ambassador. On the tin whistle. There you are now. Now, Prince, have you heard about the big strong man? No? Okay, here you go. Well, then we'll tell you the story.
Have you heard about the big strong man? He lives in a caravan. Have you heard about the Jeffrey Johnson fight? Well, oh, what a hell of a fight. You can take all the heavyweight you've got. We have a lad who can beat the whole lot. He used to ring the bells in the belfry. Now he's gonna fight Jack Dempsey.
Was my brother still dead? What you got? A row of 40 medals on his chest, big chest. He killed 50 bandits in the west. He knows no rest.
We got a man held fire, don't push, just shove. Empty room for you and me.
He's got an arm, leg a leg, and a punch that will sink the battleship, big ship. It takes all the army and the navy to put the wind up, still dead.
He thought he'd take a trip to Italy. He thought that he'd go by sea. He dived off the harbour in New York, and he swam like a man made of cork. Now he saw the Lusitania in distress. He put the Lusitania on his chest. He drank all the water in the sea, and he walked all the way to Italy.
He was my brother, still dead. What's he got? A row of 40 medals on his chest, big chest. He killed 50 batmen in the west. He knows no rest.
Bigger than man, else fire, don't push, just shove. Plenty of room for you and me.
He's got an arm, like a leg, and a punch that will sink a battleship, big ship. It takes all the army and the navy to put the wind up, still dead.
He thought to take a trip to old Japan, so they brought down the whole brass band. He played every instrument he got. What a lad, sure he played a whole lot. Well, the old church bells did ring, and the old church choir did sing. They all turned out to bid farewell to my big brother, still dead.
He was my brother, still dead. What he got? A row of 40 medals on his chest, big chest. He killed 50 men in the west. He knows no rest.
Bigger the man, else fire, don't push, just shove. Plenty of room for you and me.
He's got an arm, like a leg, and a punch that will sink the battleship, big ship. It takes all the army and the navy to put the wind up, still dead.
www.irishradio.com, broadcasting from New York, worldwide, Flannery Show.
Murphy went into the bar. He said to the barman, give me 5 Irish whiskies, 3 brandies and 2 pints of Guinness. So the barman lined them up. Murphy says, I shouldn't be drinking this over I have. And the barman says, well, what have you? He says, 50 cents. And Murphy just goes down to the corner of the bar and there's a big bull's head, missus. We know mounted on wood, but this was an enormous bull's head. It had a horn span 10 feet each, missus. 10. An enormous. And Murphy said to the barman, he says, I never in my life seen a head as big as that, a bull's head. He says, I've never seen it. And the barman said, well, that's a very famous bull, he says. He says, that very bull, he says, killed my brother. And Murphy says, was your brother a bullfighter? And the barman says, no, he was just sitting there in the corner having a pint of Guinness and it fell on him.
It is, friends, high noon in New York on this, what is turning out to be an absolutely gorgeous St. Patrick's Day. Yes, indeed, it is a little bit nippy. We'll grant you that much. But anyway, friends, we are delighted indeed to have from Ireland the Taoiseach, Prime Minister of Ireland, Enda Kenny here. And he is indeed leading the parade on Fifth Avenue. We'll be hearing from him a little bit later. So we do want to let you know, friends, that we are very, very happy to have you with us. And if you'd like to, tell your friends, wherever they may be, log on to www.irishradio.com. We'd love also to hear from you. Send us an email, info@irishradio.com. That's info@irishradio.com. And of course, one of the great American songs is going to be Irish American songs. It's going to be sung by Ciarán Sheehan, My Wild Irish Rose.